Welcome back to Consider This. Melissa and Sharad here tonight, and we're speaking to the Finance Minister, Tengku Datuk Sri Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz, about the newly announced Prihatin package. So my question is how it's going to be funded, because if you mentioned just now, the direct fiscal injection is around 25 billion ringgit. Now, where is this going to come from? Is it going to be reallocated from within government, or are you looking at borrowing? Drawing from contingency fund? Where is it going to come from?
Yeah. So there will be a bit on reallocation of the funds within the ministries, within the government. That will probably be about 2 to 3 billion ringgit. The rest will be funded through a mixture of what we already have within the government ecosystem, right? And the remainder will be partly will be done through borrowings. So you will see our budget deficit going up. If you remember, in the budget 2020, the deficit was projected to be around 3.2%. And today, based on the fiscal stimulus plan, fiscal stimulus Prihatin, the budget deficit is forecasted to be around 4%.
Okay, so the deficit is likely to go up to 4% in your projections. You said a mixture of borrowing and from within government. Can you clarify exactly where from within government specifically? Yeah.
So we have, obviously, within the government ecosystem, I call it, because we have the various agencies, the various subsidiaries, that are within that government ecosystem, which are able to give, to release some money, either through dividends or, like I said, through borrowings.
Can you explain, in terms of revenue, because this is all happening in the backdrop of falling crude prices and so on and so forth, is the government strapped for cash at this point in time? Is it going to be actually quite painful for you at the ministry to kind of do this, the shuffling around and reallocation?
No, I think one misconception you may have is on the liquidity position of the country. So the liquidity is there, it's ample, right? And if you look at where we are today, there won't be any issue in addressing some of the funding needs that we have just announced today. If you look at basically the fiscal position of the country, the most impact, you're right, the revenue is impacted by the oil price, right? We had in the earlier budget in 2020, assume a price, oil price of $62, and today, where it is today, we are projecting price, oil price to be around 35 to 40 US dollar. So, but the good thing is the country has enough liquidity in the system to fund this domestically.
You mentioned a mixture of borrowings. I'm kind of stuck on that phrase because, if I'm not mistaken, the Prime Minister in his speech said that the country will not be borrowing. Is that accurate?
No, the country will always, if by logic, if your deficit goes up, obviously you are going to borrow, right? So yes, there will be a mixture of both internal funds within the government ecosystem. Like I said, it could be in the form of dividends, a payout from the various agencies and subsidiaries that we own, right? And also a combination of borrowings that we will do. But what's important is the fiscal discipline. Malaysia will always continue to fund its operating expenditure, not through borrowings, right? So that is a fiscal discipline that we will continue.
Okay. What about the question of the ministries that might have their budgets cut? Can you actually name some of those ministries? In the kind of chatter that there is, there's sometimes talk about non-essential ministries and so on and so forth. Is there such a thing? And could you name some of the ministries that might actually be looking at a budget cut?
No, when you say it's not a budget cut, it's reallocation, right? The money is still within the system, right? And if you look at the kind of expenditure out there that has to be cut anyway, you look at the events, the travels, the postponement of Visit Malaysia. Yeah. So these are things that are not going to happen, right? So we need to recalibrate the budgets of the ministries. But what's important is something that I've always said this, and I would like to reiterate this, is spending still has to continue, right? The government projects that we have announced and then also other projects that are coming, hopefully, must be accelerated or must continue as this will stimulate the economy.
Okay, so to kind of protect, to spur spending, protect household income, Prihatin was really geared to be people-centric, you know, households, employers, employees, SMEs.
Yes.
How is the government thinking about businesses? And, you know, are there businesses and industries that government considers too big to fail and requires financial assistance?
Well, we set up, together with Dana Jamin, this 50 billion guarantee fund, a fund that will share the risk of financing together with the banks. 80% of that any loans that are given by banks will be guaranteed by Dana Jamin.
And that includes all big business, including troubled industries like airlines, for instance.
It will look at all the industries that are affected. And, you know, minimum lending is around 25 million ringgit. That's something that we are looking at.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about the tone. I mean, you're the very picture of calm, Zafrul, but there's a lot of alarm out there in the general public, and we're very early into this game. We haven't even finished the first period of the MCO. Do you expect that, you know, we might actually see a shift in the way in which the economy is starting to reflect the kind of decisions being made in government in terms of people's flow, supply chains and stuff? Is that going to be a critical point in this timeline?
Yep. So, yes, you're right. We're halfway through the MCO. I think when you look at financial markets, they have probably factored in most of the concerns, right? But again, this is unprecedented, so no one really knows how long this will, you know, will go on. Mm-hmm. But we need to be prepared for the worst. So my view about what's going to happen on the with regards to the economy is we need to be prepared. So that's why Prihatin, Package Prihatin, is a 3 to 6 months package to focus to get people and the country ready towards the challenges that we face in the immediate term.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the delivery and the execution that you alluded to a little bit earlier with the Team Laksana, if I'm not mistaken, right? How will the government be looking at the details of this? You know, we heard earlier Kamarul say that the devil's in the details. Yes. How are we going to be looking at the beneficiaries of the package actually comply with the parameters that have been set by government in this package? I'm thinking about the wage subsidy program. Employers who have seen a 50% drop in income since January 1st. Also, they haven't laid off any workers, no pay cuts. I mean, these are all details that you'd need to ensure that nobody games the system. How will you be doing that?
Well, you have to have a unit that will monitor this. So I have faith in the team that are looking at this. But obviously, you know, what is going to be key is that we have a robust process and governance in place to ensure that we minimize, any mistakes that may happen. But again, we will see. Laksana is a newly formed team. The good news is it comprises of existing senior civil servants. They have a lot of experience in executing large projects like what we've just announced. In fact, these are the same people that monitor most of the projects that are happening today in Malaysia.
Zafrul, you know, the Prime Minister's address was that everybody would be a subject of concern for it, that nobody would be left behind. But sometimes the emphasis is on the B40, the most vulnerable in our society. The M40 often feels kind of left out. It's kind of in the middle. You're neither really privileged nor are you, in a position of being desperate. Is the M40 truly addressed in this particular package?
I believe they are. If you look at what we are, the government is focusing on, obviously B40 is one segment, but I think for the first time, from my understanding, this is the first time there is also help for the M40. The definition here for M40 for us is salary between 4,000 and 8,000. And you've seen that we are also giving them through Bantuan Prihatin Nasional one-off cash payment of 1,000 ringgit. We also allow the M40 to take money out from account 2. We also allow them to take out money up to 1,400 or is it 1,500 from PRS without any penalty, tax penalty, which was tax penalty is usually about 8%. We also allowed, the banks have been very accommodating in allowing deferment of payment of principal and interest. So these are all, targeted towards the M40.
And when we talked about the package or the measures being monitored, how will the Prihatin package be monitored specifically for graft and leakages? Particularly since, Zafrul, this package was crafted without parliamentary oversight.
Yeah. Again, I think you, Melissa, you cannot confuse oversight of parliament with day-to-day execution that we plan to monitor, right? So let me assure you that we at the government and especially the team at Laksana and the team at Ministry of Finance, together working closely with other agencies, with other my colleague at the cabinet, will work towards monitoring this closely, right? We also have another platform, the Economic Action Council, which meets every Monday. This will be another area, another platform where Laksana will be reporting. They already have reported the progress in their last meeting, AAC meeting on Monday. So you're right, execution is key. And we at Laksana, together with my colleagues at Ministry of Finance, will ensure that we will do our best to get people, to get the money to the right people.
And lastly, the questions around everybody in some sense having to make a sacrifice, right? And that there needs to be a national consensus. Do you expect Parliament to be in session I think May that it was scheduled, or even brought forward in order to kind of create that national consensus through dialogue at a parliamentary level?
That, I think, is a question that you've asked the Prime Minister.
Okay, well, we might have to put that question to him. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, this evening, and sharing those insights, helping us clarify some of the confusion out there regarding the Prihatin package. I really appreciate your time on this. Thank you, Zafrul. All right, we're going to take a quick break and return after this with more analysis on the Prihatin package. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.